Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I watch a lot of movies, but film is only one way to communicate. How do you record the truth? Do you write it down? Do you whisper it in someone's ear? Do you text it? Or do you save it in some durable format? Well, this week I'm looking at three movies that depend on communication. Interestingly, the smaller the medium, the shallower the plot. First is A Dangerous Method, a historic drama where talking is prime, followed by pen and ink writing in long letters. Chronicle, a science fiction thriller where a guy records his life using a handheld video camera. And Safe House, an action thriller where everything important is concealed in a single tiny microchip. Dangerous Method, directed by David Cronenberg. A woman, at first known only as S, is an unusual patient admitted to a mental hospital near Zurich, Switzerland. She shrieks, she groans, she writhes, and her face is strangely contorted. She plays with her food and rolls around in the mud. The doctor there, Carl Jung, decides to try a new treatment, the dangerous method. This unheard-of cure has the doctor sitting behind the patient, and who's cured by talking about her problems, her dreams, her thoughts, her memories. It's pioneered by Sigmund Freud, a doctor in Vienna. But Jung doesn't know if it's going to actually work, but soon the patient, Sabina Spielrein, a Russian Jewish woman, is miraculously cured when they discover something hidden that happened to her as a little girl. He puts her to work in the clinic, and she gradually grows from patient to doctor. Then there's another patient in the hospital, Otto Gross, who's also a psychiatrist, and he arrives smoking pot, snorting coke, drawing dirty pictures. He's analyzed by Jung, who doesn't know what to do with him. It's early 20th century, but Otto's saying, just do it, man. Just give in to your sexual desires. She says she wants you and you want her. So uptight Jung doesn't want to, but he also does want to. What's he going to do? This is a really good movie about the dawn of psychiatry, the rivalry between Freud and Jung, the passionate but illicit love affair between Jung and Sabina Spielrein. It's also Cronenberg's makes it a beautiful movie to watch with European gardens and those steampunk clinical devices. Fassbender is great as Jung. Viggo Mortensen is interesting as Freud is a big, burly, tough guy patriarch. And Vincent Cassel is amazing as Otto, the counterculture hedonist. But the real star is Keira Knightley as Sabina, the conflicted, smart, pervy, and compassionate young woman. Next, Chronicle, directed by Josh Trank, and this is his first film. Andrew, played by Dave DeHaan, is a high school student in Seattle. His mother's bedridden and dying. His dad's a frustrated ex-fireman who likes smacking his only son around. So Andrew's a bit scrawny, a bit hard to talk to. He's not an athlete, and he can't defend himself. So instead, he decides to keep a record, a chronicle, of all the indignities and abuses he suffers by setting up a video camera that carries around with him wherever he goes. He's bullied at school, he's bullied at home, he's even bullied by the boys in the hood loitering around the corner. He doesn't have any friends, he's still a virgin, but at least now he's the guy with the camera. And we, the audience, see whatever his camera sees. He occasionally hangs out with his richer, bigger, better-looking, smarter, more popular cousin Matt, played by Alex Russell, who, most importantly, has a car. Matt likes to quote Schopenhauer and Jung. That's Jung again. Andrew wants to know what Jung would say about glow sticks. So one night, an outdoor rave, Steve, played by Michael B. Jordan, the quarterback with the cheerleader girlfriend, he asks him to come take some footage of something weird. It's a strange glowing crystal deep in a cave nearby. So they spelunk down underground. There's some clicking noises, a flash, and then they all wake up somewhere else. But they're not the same anymore. They can move things around by telekinesis. But will they use their powers for good or for evil? Or just to get laid? Well, as it turns out, all three. Three of them make a pact to keep their powers a secret, not to hurt anybody, and as Matt warns, avoid hubris at all costs. But as their powers grow, they find themselves tied to one another with some immutable force that may be entering their brains. Can they fight it off? Will they live or die? Will they go to Tibet? Will they change the world? Okay, I like this movie a lot, too. It's very simple, it's a lot of fun, and most of it's left unexplained. It's sort of like a unauthorized X-Men prequel. The camera work's grainy and jiggly and bumpy, but luckily once they can move around, he puts the camera in the air, so making it a much more pleasant watch. TV actors are okay, likable, And special effects are great, culminating in the expected flaming and booming battle royale at the end. Next, Safe House, directed by Daniel Espinosa. Matt, played by Ryan Reynolds, is a low-level CIA agent. He's good at boxing, foreign languages, strategic analysis. He sits around all day stationed in a safe house. That's a secret, high-security place where the spies can do their stuff in the middle of the city. And this case in Cape Town, South Africa. Just sits around all day like a Steve McQueen throwing a baseball against the wall. Then one day, the notorious Tobin Frost, played by Denzel Washington, comes in from the cold. He's a rogue agent accused of selling CIA secrets for a decade for his own personal gain. Frost is an expert at spying, and he's a master of disguise. He's holding a tiny microchip loaded with some really important information, and he's being chased by vaguely Middle Eastern-looking assassins who are out to kill him. But as soon as Tobin's in Matt's safe house, after they warm him up with some complimentary waterboarding, the assassins come barging in and kill everyone except for Matt, who escapes with a handcuffed Tobin. He's disgusted by the violence, but he has to remain true to his mission, protect the captive at all costs. The rest of the movie is fight, 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 chase, chase, chase. Chases take us from the Cape Town Stadium through the busy streets and into the ramshackle townships where people live in corrugated aluminum shacks lit only by a neon church cross. Fight scenes are extended and grueling, involving guns, bombs, knives, fists, and broken glass. Who do you trust? Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? And is Tobin Matt's mentor or his enemy? Okay, it's a bare-bones script, not very great acting, not much acting at all. Camera work is jagged, hard to follow. I guess I wanted the heroes to survive, but I didn't care that much. It's an action movie with a good location. That's about it. Dangerous Method and Chronicle are playing now, and Safe House opens tonight. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And on my website, culturalmining.com.